You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
Modern culture extols the value of speaking truth to power. Certainly, there's a time and a place when it is the godly and right thing to do, but not all power is corrupt. And you will not gain any kudos or medals in your life for being antagonistic to power. There's nothing noble about refusing to play office politics. People in power positions are people, and they prefer people who prefer them. I think this might be the sense of verse 12, a king's wrath is like the growling of a lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. You see, people like the king who have power, and although the king had absolute power, power of life and death, and when he was annoyed, he could make a completely disproportional response. And certainly that's not the kind of power we typically run up against in our modern world. But whether it's soft power or hard power, and soft power is a term that just implies power not derived from a position, but is real power to assert over one's influence over a situation or people. Whether it's soft power or hard power, the person who wields influence over a group is one that we should pay attention to, because the analogy of a growling lion is intended to communicate that you will be powerless if the person in power decides that they have something against you. And that same person can use their power for or against you. This is the second phrase of Proverbs 19:12. That says really that people can bring favorable results and circumstances to your life, to my life. And well, your literal life may not be on the line in the ways it was for those living in ancient times. There will be aspects of your life that can be completely devastated by simply crossing someone in power. Does this mean that you appease those in power? What if that person's abusive or immoral or complicit in evil? There are enough scriptures, certainly, that tell us that standing up to people in power is a good thing. And this proverb does not teach the idea of appeasement no matter what. Proverbs teaches that we should use wisdom when relating to people in power. It shows that if you pick a battle with someone in power, there will likely be negative consequences. So make sure that you are doing it because it is the morally responsible choice and not a mere preference or to show somebody up or to try to play office politics. It shows us that it's the wise who know who has power in a situation and remember that people in power are like anyone else. And therefore, they're people who are looking for people who will celebrate them and support them. Jesus gave up power to serve people, and his disposition toward power was that it was something to be used for the good of others. You and I can endure those who use power poorly on earth if we know the one who has the ultimate power in heaven and uses it for good. So today, I'm going to choose to relate to power carefully, recognizing the impact that power can have in my life. I'm not going to fear power because ultimately I know the one who has real power. And this will bring wisdom into your life and into mine.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.